Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda, and you're listening to the Qalam Podcast. Allah tells the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the stories of the prophets are a source of great strength and comfort for the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, it's important for all of us to learn and reflect on these stories and derive the lessons, the strength, and spirituality from the stories of these great and noble prophets that Allah has given to us in the Quran. Therefore, I'm very pleased to share with you the series that I delivered in the Qalam Masjid, on the Qalam campus, all throughout the month of Ramadan 2024, corresponding to 1445 after Hijrah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this a means of benefit for all of us. Please enjoy the series.
Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Inshallah, continuing with our series here in the month of Ramadan, the stories of the prophets from the Quran. And what we do is we take a look at some of the different stories of the prophets, and we try to extract practical lessons that we can live by and implement within our own lives. Today, inshallah, we're again continuing with the Prophet Musa alayhi salam and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about him in the Quran. We talked about so far Musa alayhi salam, the early story from his life where his mother had tawakkul and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah would protect him and bring him back to her. We also talked about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Musa alayhi salam and provided for him even in his most desperate moments. And today, inshallah, what we are going to be talking about, we also talked about Musa alayhi salam receiving prophethood and revelation, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified for him his purpose in life. So today we're going to continue by talking about da'wah. The lesson that we're extracting today is da'wah in a word. And da'wah refers to calling people to Allah, reconnecting the creation to its creator. And this is central to the mission of every single prophet of Allah. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدُونَ Every single prophet and messenger that was sent with this mission to proclaim to the people and to connect the people to their creator, that there's no one worthy of worship except for Allah, and so worship Him, commit yourself to Him, live a life of obedience and worship to Allah. And that was the mission of our Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that's also a mission that was transferred to us as well, that we also have that responsibility, that while we worship Allah, we also have to be a conduit to help people connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and spreading the truth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us and given to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, "Udu'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmah wal maw'izatil hasana." Call to the way of your Lord with wisdom and with a beautiful reminder. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is commanded by Allah in the Quran to say, "Hadhihi sabili ad'u ila Allahi ala basiratin ana wa man ittaba'ani." That tell the people, inform the people, that this is my mission, this is my way, this is my responsibility. That I call people to Allah with knowledge and foresight and wisdom. And this is my job. And this is also the responsibility of all those who claim to follow me. And that's all of us. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us the lesson of da'wah, calling to Allah in the Quran. And in the story of Musa alayhi salam in Surah Taha, Surah number 20, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that how to go about in fulfilling this responsibility that we have. Musa alayhi salam first and foremost begins by making dua and praying to Allah. We can't possibly connect people to Allah if we are not connected to Him. The Arabs had a proverb, it's an aphorism of the early generations, فَقِدُ شَيْ لَا يُعْطِي. That someone who is lacking in something cannot possibly provide it to someone else. So how am I possibly connecting someone to Allah when I am disconnected myself? So we first have to connect ourselves. رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدَرِي. He says, my Lord, expand my chest. Allow me to understand what I need to understand. وَيَسِلْ لِي أَمْرِي. Facilitate the fulfillment of this responsibility for me. وَحْلُلْ عُقَدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي. And undo the knot in my tongue. In the case of the Prophet Musa alayhi salam, that was a more that was something more physical and literal, that he actually had a speech impediment and he had trouble, you know, communicating and expressing himself. But this could be figurative as well. يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. And then allow these people to understand what I am saying. Because we could be extremely eloquent, but ultimately guidance is only and solely in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah told our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهِ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. You cannot guide whom you have loved. Rather, Allah guides whomsoever He wills. And then it's important to also understand that we cannot do this alone. This ummah we were not meant to be operating on our own. But our strength is in the collective, strength in numbers. We are stronger together. وَجَعَلِّي وَزِيرًا مِّنْ أَهْلِي. He asked, oh Allah, I need a companion, I need someone with me on this journey, aiding me, helping me, and saying the things that I am not able to say, and knowing what to say and when to say and how to say it and to whom to say it. Because one person can't figure that out on their own. He even says in another place in the Quran, هُوَ أَفْصَحُ مِنِّي لِسَانًا فَأَرْسِلْهُ مَعِيَ رِدَأً يُصَدِّقُنِي. That Musa alayhi salam says, Harun is more eloquent than I am. He is more well-spoken than I am. So Allah, please send him with me as a support so that he can back me up when I need it to be backed up. Even our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the most perfect human being and the greatest of all the prophets and messengers, Muhammadur Rasulullahi wal-ladhina ma'ahu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised him the help of the companions. As Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu tells us that ikhtarahumullahu li suhbati nabihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah chose them to be the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he asks for Harun to be with him. Harun akhi ushtud bihi azri wa ashikhu fi amri. كَيْ نُسَبِّحَكَ كَثِيرًا وَنَذْكُرَكَ كَثِيرًا إِنَّكَ كُنْتَ بِنَا بَصِيرًا. That send him with me so that he can support me and that we can worship you together, we can praise you together, and we can glorify you together, and we can fulfill this mission together. So we have to be operating together as an ummah if we are to succeed in fulfilling this responsibility of calling humanity to their Creator. And the third lesson Allah teaches us here, Allah says, وَلَقَدْ أُوْتِيتَ سُؤْلَكَ يَا مُوسَى وَلَقَدْ مَنَنَّا عَلَيْكَ مَرَّةً أُخْرَى. And Allah says that I have answered your prayers, O Musa, but I want to remind you of all the favors I have showered upon you. Humility and gratitude is very important. That when we do this job of inviting people to Allah, we have to remain humble and we have to remain mindful of the fact that we have done nothing. But all the credit goes to Allah. Everything is from Allah. And we can never allow ourselves to become delusional and fall into the trap as if we are doing something or achieving something. I converted X number of people. I brought this many people to the masjid. Because that's the rhetoric of shaitan, to try to take credit. But we always have to defer the credit to Allah. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Allah talks about it, that whose words are better than the one who calls people to Allah, but then strives in doing righteous deeds and says, I am a simple, humble believer. I am a simple, humble believer. If Allah has used me as a conduit, I am extremely grateful, but ever cognizant of the fact that I am 100% replaceable. Allah says that if you are not careful, وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْا, and you lose your way, يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْثَالَكُمْ. Allah will replace you with other people, and then they won't be like you. They'll be better than you. So that humility is very important. Allah lists out all of His favors upon Musa alayhi salam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Musa alayhi salam that you are going to face a lot of challenges, but what you have to remember, the fourth lesson, وَاصْطَنَعْتُكَ لِنَفْسِي. I have prepared you for this moment. We talked in the previous session about purpose. It's a second reminder about purpose. This is your purpose. This is what you were meant to do. It's unfathomable, the idea, but just as a hypothetical, you know, just think about this notion. The Prophet ﷺ, the hardship and the difficulties and the adversities and the obstructions that he faced in the 13 years of the da'wah in Mecca. People rejecting, not believing, persecuting his followers and believers, assaulting him, attacking him, trying to assassinate him. When he went to Ta'if, they stoned him as he left the town, refusing to even listen to him. And again, this is an unfathomable idea, but as a reflection, think about the fact that what if the Prophet ﷺ would have said, you know what? I'm just going to cut my losses here. They don't want to listen? Fine. It's not working. I'm just going to mind my own business. I'm just going to find a corner and I'm going to just go pray and worship there. What if the Prophet ﷺ would have decided to do that? Where would we be? Where would we be? But the Prophet ﷺ did not give up. He did not relent. It's a very lengthy story, too long to discuss here. But when the Prophet ﷺ, year after year, would go in the season of Hajj, they weren't performing Hajj properly, but they would observe the season and they turned it into kind of a carnival or a festival. And the Prophet ﷺ would go there from tent to tent. All of Arabia would be gathered in Mina. And he would go from tent to tent and preach to the people. Every single tent, every single tribe, every single group rejected him. In the most harsh way, in the most harsh way possible. Year after year. But he never stopped. He kept going out there. He kept going from tent to tent. Asking to speak to them. Until finally, years later, the very last tent, the very last group of people who were all the way on the outskirts of Mina because they were too poor to have a prime spot, he met seven people with dirt under their fingernails, raggedy clothes, poor people. And he spoke to them, and those seven people accepted Islam. And those seven people were the first of the group of people that we know as the Ansar of Medina. But the Prophet ﷺ never gave up. So we have to remember that this mission, this purpose is granted to us by Allah. And we can't become too focused on results. We have to keep our eyes focused on, we have to keep our hearts and minds focused on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has granted us this responsibility and bestowed it upon us. Then when he goes to Fir'aun, Allah tells him to go to Fir'aun. Not just to anyone, just a random person on the streets. But to go to the greatest tyrant in the world who has enslaved tens of thousands of people for generations, who massacred and murdered thousands of babies. Allah says, go preach to him. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds once again that you have to fulfill your mission and purpose in the way that we have commanded you to. فَقُولَا لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا. Speak to him with dignity. Because sometimes we become too fixated on the other person. But it's not about the other person. It's about the responsibility from Allah. It's about the message that we are preaching. And it's about maintaining our own dignity. Because whether this person listens or not or believes or not, this is the means of our salvation. There will be prophets of Allah in a hadith of Bukhari. The Prophet ﷺ says there will be prophets of Allah who will come on the day of judgment and they will have a dozen followers. Then the Prophet ﷺ said some of them will have a few followers. Then the Prophet ﷺ said some of them will have one or two followers. And then the Prophet ﷺ said some of the prophets of Allah will come on the day of judgment and they will have no followers. But they are still successful. So maintain your dignity and speak with a sense of gentleness. لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَى. So maybe he listens. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam, إِنَّنِي مَعَكُمَا أَسْمَعُ وَأَرَى. Remember that I am watching and I am listening. That we have to understand that this religion is not ours. That we can portray it however we'd like. But we have to be honest. And we have to be sincere. And we cannot misrepresent the deen and the religion. If an answer is too difficult, defer it to someone else. But never ever, I should never speak out of line. And never speak where I don't know, or where maybe the issue is too difficult for me to tackle. I don't know how to speak about this. I don't know how to represent this issue properly. Then defer it to someone else. But never misrepresent the deen and the religion. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that when Musa alayhi salam stood in front of Fir'aun, he said, Inna Rasula Rabbik, we have been sent by Allah, فَأَرْسِلْ مَعَنَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ وَلَا تُعَذِّبْهُمْ, stop torturing Bani Israel and send them with us. قَدْ جِئْنَاكَ بِآيَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكَ, we have come to you with the signs from our Lord. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَى مَنِ اتَّبَعَ الْهُدَى, and may the peace of Allah be upon those who follow the guidance of Allah. It requires courage. That was never been easy. It's always been difficult. It's always been challenging. It's not supposed to be easy. The Prophet ﷺ says, and I referenced this in a previous session, أَلَا إِنَّ سِلْعَةَ اللَّهِ الْغَالِيَةَ أَلَا إِنَّ سِلْعَةَ اللَّهِ الْجَنَّةِ. Paradise is very precious. And so it has a high price. This responsibility will be difficult. And at times it might make us a little less liked and a little less popular. But it's worth the price. Look how Musa ﷺ stands up to Fir'aun in his court and challenges him. The Prophet ﷺ said, أَفْضَلُ الْجِهَادِ كَلِمَةُ حَقٍ عِنْدَ سُلْطَانٍ جَائِرٍ, that the most righteous form of struggle is to speak the truth in the face of the tyrant and to not be afraid and to not back down. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us opportunities to be able to fulfill this great station. We see it right now with our brothers and sisters being massacred in Gaza. And we have the opportunity to say what is true, say what is right, say what is correct. Could it get us in trouble? Maybe. Could it cause some inconveniences within our lives? And I understand it might be more challenging than that, but I call it an inconvenience myself because I think of no matter what ends up happening to me, it's nothing compared to what they're going through. Could it cause some inconveniences in my life? Maybe. But it's worth the price. It's always been worth the struggle. And Musa alayhi salam concludes his message by reminding ultimately what is important, and that is Minha khalaqnakum. Allah created us from the earth, from dirt. وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ, and one day we have to go back into the dirt. No one lives forever. وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى, and one day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring us back again from the dirt. We'll be resurrected. And then we'll have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all the luxuries or the difficulties of this life, of this world, will disappear. Will not even remain a faint, distant memory. But the only thing that will matter at that point in time is our fate on that day. And that's what we have to constantly go back and remember. That's why whenever we bury someone in this world, whenever we go to a janazah and we're burying someone, and we pick up the dirt from the ground, and we toss the dirt into the grave, we say, مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. We remind ourselves that this is where we all end up, and that we'll be resurrected before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we have this, the life of this opportunity, the opportunity in this life, the life of this world is our opportunity to be able to secure the mercy, the forgiveness, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day. But in order to do that, we're going to need to do the hard things. And this particular lesson today focuses on that. One of those hard things is that we must always practice and preach the truth from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter what the cost is. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always make us a means of sharing the truth with the people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala utilize us to spread this beautiful deen and religion. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always keep us sincere and on the path. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.